WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, listeners. Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to another day of tackling life's messy, beautiful chaos with a little stoic wisdom. Today, we're diving into something that hits us all at some point, emotional baggage. You know that feeling? Like you're carrying around a heavy backpack full of old hurts, regrets, and anxieties from past experiences. It weighs you down, steals your energy, and honestly, can make navigating the present day feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. Ever felt like that? Well, let me tell you, there's a way to lighten that load naturally, without needing therapy, although, hey, if that works for you, rock on. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want you to know this. Stoicism isn't about becoming a robotic, emotionless being. It's about understanding and managing our emotions, so they don't manage us. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are guests at a dinner party. Some bring good vibes, others, well, not so much. Stoicism teaches us how to gracefully welcome the good, set boundaries with the troublesome ones, and ultimately, choose who we let stay for the main course. So, how do we naturally shed that emotional baggage? Let's break it down. 1. Mindful acceptance. The first step is acknowledging what you're carrying. Don't judge yourself. Just observe those emotions with a curious, non-judgmental eye. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where do I feel it in my body? This simple act of awareness can be surprisingly powerful. Think of it like shining a flashlight on those shadowy corners of your mind. 2. Reframe your narrative. Our thoughts shape our reality, and often, we get caught up in negative thought loops about the past. Stoicism encourages us to reframe these narratives. Instead of dwelling on, what if, or should have, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use it to grow? Even in challenging situations, there's always an opportunity for growth. 3. Focus on what you can control. Let's be real, life throws curveballs. There are things we can't control, the weather, other people's actions, that one annoying song stuck in your head. Okay, maybe you can do something about that last one. But what we can control is our reaction to those things. Instead of getting caught up in what's beyond our grasp, focus your energy on what you can influence, your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. It's like choosing which battles are worth fighting. 4. Practice gratitude. This might sound cliche, but seriously, gratitude is a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a hilarious text from your bestie. When we cultivate a sense of thankfulness, it shifts our focus away from what's lacking and towards the abundance that already exists. 5. Self-compassion. Remember, you're human. You make mistakes, you have bad days, and sometimes life just feels overwhelming. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. That means giving yourself permission to rest, recharge, and show up as your authentic self, imperfections and all. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant artist who's been struggling for years with self-doubt. She's got this amazing talent, but she keeps comparing herself to other artists, second-guessing her work, and letting fear hold her back. She's carrying around a lot of emotional baggage from past criticisms and rejections. But one day, she stumbles upon a Stoic quote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This hits her like a lightning bolt. She realizes that those perceived setbacks are actually opportunities for growth and learning. She starts practicing mindfulness, reframing her negative thoughts, and focusing on what she can control, her creative process and her own well-being. Slowly but surely, she sheds that emotional baggage, embraces her unique style, and finds the courage to share her art with the world. See? It's not magic, it's about taking conscious steps, one day at a time, to lighten your load. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let the weight of the past hold you back from living a fulfilling life. So, my friends, what's one thing you can do today to start letting go of emotional baggage? Maybe it's practicing gratitude for a few moments, rethinking a negative thought pattern, or simply acknowledging those feelings with kindness and understanding. Every small step counts. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. And remember, tomorrow's another day to embrace life's challenges with a stoic mindset. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.